We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, before I leave, man, I just want to, my thoughts and prayers go out to Steve Kerr, man, and not quite sure the illness that he got going on, but, you know, anything that'll keep him away from the game, I know it can't be, you know, the best. So, my thoughts and prayers for my family, to Steve Kerr and his family, man. I wish you a healthy recovery and whatever that you're going through. I hope the man above just continue to put his blessings on top of you and your family, man, and you pull through and get back to the sidelines or just get back to just being able to just to be you on a day-to-day basis.
LeBron James, little message for Steve Kerr on his website, uninterrupted. Very nice message from LeBron. These guys are all at each other's throats competition-wise, but it is a small fraternity, to say the least. Tim Roy, our weekly conversation with the play-by-play voice of the Warriors, is brought to you by Porsche of Fremont. Opportunity awaits at Porsche of Fremont, and we'll remind you, as always, that all Warriors guests sound better if you're wearing JBL wireless headphones, the official sound of the Golden State Warriors, and 95.7 The Game. Tim, thank you so much for joining us. Hopefully everything is going well for you up in Portland. Things obviously went well for the Warriors at the end of the game, under which the Trailblazers just came out like gangbusters. It was very impressive under the circumstances of three players down and a head coach down. It's even more impressive. And instead of opening up with talk of a sweep, all I can think of is Steve Kerr. I feel terrible for him, Tim, and I'm sure you do too.
It's awful. My thoughts and prayers are to him and Margo and the family that he gets through this and they find a way to alleviate what's affecting him right now. He is he's a prince of a guy, and he shouldn't have to. You know, no one should have to go through this, but certainly not a guy that has, you know, such a world view and understands and gets it. And you know, he knows it's just basketball. You know, we're not, you know, curing cancer here, and so. It's just too bad. He should be having, you know, the time of his life the last 3 years, and he's had to go through this. It's really, really sad.
It does, on the other hand, give the Warriors just another opportunity to flex the incredible organizational depth created by Bob Myers. How many teams are in a situation where if they're down a brilliant young head coach, they can turn to such a crafty, experienced veteran, not only in games, but dealing with superstars like Kobe and LeBron himself, like Mike Brown? I mean, the embarrassment of riches conversation doesn't usually extend to the coaching depth chart, but it does.
It does, and he's also had, you know, playoff experience, so this is nothing new for him. And, you know, he's had all year to get to know the guys, to get to know Steve, and you know, he understands that, you know, coming in, you know, what he is, his most important aspect of the job is to just keep it going. You know, the players understand what they need to do. You know, there's nothing, you know, brand new under the sun at this point. So I think he's going to do fine. I thought he did a great job, and Steve had a great comment that he was back here at the hotel and with his son, and all of a sudden he goes, well, we should be putting this guy in the game, and there he is. He's at the scorer's table. So they're on the same page, and that's the most important thing he can do right now.
You know, I saw Steve talk to the media yesterday. He still came across as he's in great spirits, but that's part of living with back pain. You get great at masking it in public because there are times where it just does not leave you, and that's your only way to get through the day. It's just such a tough situation for him to be in. He says that he is going to remain involved, but to me, Tim, just a guy who's got a bad back and have experienced some of the things that he is now experiencing at multiples I would never, ever want to go through. If he never coached again, I would not be shocked. I don't want to get that dramatic, but if there is no solution to nerve pain, and that's sometimes how nerve pain goes, I don't know, man. I just don't know.
Well, I think first and foremost, I think the first thing he needs to do is to, you know, and he's going to do it, is to see if there's solutions. So he's going to go into the exploratory phase yet again. And, you know, maybe he'll talk to a lot of different people and see if he can come up with some kind of an answer, or someone has an answer for him. So hopefully he finds that answer. Hopefully, you know, somebody out there can help him, you know, get this thing solved. And you know, and hopefully he feels better. And you know, he's out with this illness right now, and it's just the best right now for him to kind of, you know, not be in the trenches. It's hard enough, you know, as an NBA coach, you know, to deal with the stress. When you're not feeling well, it's even worse. And so I think he's, again, it goes back to what I said at the beginning. He's got a guy, he's a worldview guy. He understands that, you know, the most important thing right now for Steve Kerr is to get his health right. And so that's what he's going to try to do.
Do you think we see Kevin Durant tonight, or is it smart to sit him out facing a sweep?
Well, you know, I don't know. The only thing that occurred to me, and again, this is just me. I haven't spoken to any of the coaches, and granted, he's still questionable, so it's not like he's out or doubtful. But to me, if the Warriors were to win tonight and then he didn't play until round two, that'd be almost 2 weeks without going, you know, in an NBA game. So if he's able to go tonight, I'm not sure, but to me, that was the only thing that I was thinking, that maybe if he is healthy enough that he might want to give it a go, is just to get one run in before he, you know, if the Warriors win, but he would have to sit out for another week. But again, it's big view. You know, he may want to go, and they may say no because they're taking the big view on this. They want him healthy. You know, if they'd like to think that they're going to be playing in 2 months, and they'd like to have him healthy for that run.
Voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy here on 95.7 The Game. So what I'm trying to imagine here, and I think really the only question to be unanswered in this series, because we know how it ends, we just don't know when it ends. I think my question is, under what scenario do the Blazers beat the Warriors here? You know, they got an incredible game one out of their backcourt, still lose. It was on the road. In game two, they are facing a Kevin Durantless team and still lose on the road. They go home, open up like gangbusters, are playing great against a Kevin Durantless team and a Steve Kerr team with no Livingston, with no Barnes, and they still lose in game three when the Warriors played out of their mind again defensively with Nurkic back. Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. So where's the scenario, Tim, where the Blazers take a game here? What do they need to do?
All you have to do is look at last year. You never know what's going to happen in every individual game. Every game's different. And last year, they were down 2-0 to the LA Clippers, and then Blake Griffin got hurt, and then they came back and won a game when Chris Paul gets hurt, and then all of a sudden the door opens. So you never know what's going to happen in an NBA game. So until you close them out, you know, close-out games are always the hardest, and until you close them out, they're still alive. And so, you know, you have to take that to heart and make sure you close them out, because they're still professionals and they're NBA players and they're great basketball players and they have a lot of pride. And so they're not going to roll over just because the Warriors are up 3-0. And in fact, with Damian Lillard on the team, I think they're going to come out and fight, you know, all the harder.
JaVale McGee is having one of the best weeks of his entire life. I mean, he really is. This is maybe the best three games in a row he's strung together. If not in his career, certainly in a Warrior uniform, and the timing couldn't have been better. He is a huge part of their playoff success so far.
He's a plus 51 in like 39 minutes. I mean, it's off the charts how good he's playing and what an impact he has. And you know, the fact that he's, you know, he battles a little bit of asthma condition, that Steve Kerr uses him and you know, gets him in there in short bursts and allows him to play full bore during that time. You know, I think that's it's a real intelligent way of using JaVale McGee, and I think it's the best way to use him. And he comes in, he plays hard for 5 or 6 minutes, he gives you this great effort, and you know, bang, all of a sudden, you know, you go from up 6 to up 12, because he's a totally different look than any other player they have. And it's remarkable to see. I'm very happy for him. You know, I think it's hard for a guy that has some pride and you know, the only thing you're known for is you know, Shaq making fun of you. You know what I mean? So he's showing he's an NBA player and a really good one, and he's a game changer. And so I'm really happy for him in that way.
And by the way, there was a lot of patience put into the development of Patrick McCaw throughout the regular season. And we thought maybe this would be the silver outline of any Durant injury with all the minutes that he got. And if that hasn't paid dividends, I don't know what more you would want. This guy has turned into a different player as soon as the playoffs started. He's been awesome.
He's been really good. And, again, it goes back to, you know, the coaches taking their time and working with him. Willie Green works with him before every game, and they're constantly talking to him and showing film and all that and the development of a player. And, you know, the Warriors have the advantage. They can develop players, you know, at their own pace. You know, it wasn't like he was – you know, taken by a team that had to put him on the floor for 30 minutes a night where maybe, you know, where he wasn't NBA ready would be exposed early. So, but this kid, he's a quiet kid, but he just works hard. And he is starting to, I think all players get to a point, Damon, where they start to believe they're NBA players. And I think we're seeing that right now with Patrick McCaw. I think we saw it early in the season with Ian Clark that, there was no more, I'm fighting for, you know, just to show everybody I can be an NBA player. I think early in the season, Ian Clark knew that I am an NBA player. I think that makes all the difference in the world. It gives the guys a lot of confidence and it allows them to not worry about mistakes and to just keep playing. And you know, a lot of times you see a young player make a mistake and then they start to hang their head. But now, you know, McCaw knows if he throws the ball away, it's not the end of the world. Just keep going. So it's, again, everybody thought that the Warriors weren't going to be able to use strength and numbers as a phrase again this year, but now at this part of the season, it's pretty evident they can.
There's no doubt about it. We will get you all set for Game 4 tonight. Kerry Keating joins me at 6 o'clock for Warriors warm-up. At 7 o'clock, Tim Roy takes over live from Portland, and hopefully it's his last trip to Portland all year long. Thank you very much. Always great to talk to you, Tim. Thank you.
I love coming up here, but I agree with your sentiment.
There you go. Yeah, Portland's beautiful, but like
it is.
You don't need to. Doesn't need to be beautiful five times a year.
All right.
Thank you very much, Tim Roy, voice of the Warriors.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.